I'm speaking with Prashant Pai, Vice President of Cyber Offering Strategy at Verisk Analytics, and today we're talking about consumers' perceptions on cybersecurity. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Denise. Thanks for having me.
Verisk conducted a recent pulse survey on consumers' feelings about cybersecurity. Can you share some of the results?
Yes, I would love to. End of last year, we sent out a survey that were responded to by a number of individuals, kind of varied across age ranges, income, geography. And we asked them questions about how they feel about having their information being shared online. Do they feel secure? What are their perceptions about spending habits, either online or in stores? And we got some eye-opening findings through that. Some of them that I did want to highlight was that 30% of the individuals that we surveyed said that they did not feel comfortable sharing anything online. And I really think that the constant stream of data breaches, whether it was Equifax and Target and so on and so forth, that have happened over the past so many years and have been highlighted in the news, have left a lot of the general public feeling somewhat vulnerable. Also, what we heard was that people are not very confident. They feel that shopping online leaves them more exposed to having their personal information compromised compared to shopping in store. And I do think this is something we need to think about and make sure that we make the digital world really a safer place and help the general public understand that a lot of the risks that they take on may not be as bad as it seems to be.
And so based on the survey findings, what do you think needs to be done to allay consumer concerns as online transactions increase?
I kind of draw comparisons with the digital world or the virtual world almost as going into a new geography. I think it's key for people to understand that we are not living, the digital world is not a land under curfew where they need to be wary about and looking up over their shoulder at all times. But at the same time, it's also key to for them to take the necessary precautions, make sure that they're keeping their password safe, things like that. And then having the rule of law really start to take effect. So what that means is cyber undoubtedly has done away with a lot of geographic and national boundaries. So people sitting in far corners of the world have access to digital information in seven seas away. So with that, we almost need to make sure that there are safeguards put in, that there are ramifications, and we are slowly seeing where there are laws, there are regulations, there is action when rules are being broken in the digital world as well.
And so how should consumers approach cybersecurity?
I think the key thing is to really consider and adopt reasonable safeguards. One of the things that we need to be mindful of are unsecured Wi-Fi hotspots. I think the amount of digital interactions we have, whether we are surfing Facebook and keeping in touch with friends and family, whether we are buying clothes off of retail sites, whether we are reading the news, we have almost developed an insatiable appetite to be connected to the internet. And the internet is getting all pervasive. Before, when we were looking to develop software and thinking about how would this behave when there would not be an internet connection, that thought has almost started to go away, because now even on airplanes, you seem to have seamless internet connectivity. So I think one of the key things with that is to make sure that when you're connecting your device to new Wi-Fi hotspots, you're giving them access to your device. You're giving them access to your assets. And so you need to be careful about what Wi-Fi hotspots you're connecting to. I personally, for example, I'm very leery of connecting to unsecured Wi-Fi hotspots. Another aspect is even at your own home, make sure you're adopting the right firewalls or security protections of your own network, that you don't leave it open for other people to have access to. Another key thing is we are trying to move beyond passwords. It's interesting that as a general consumer, we tend to have hundreds of passwords. I mean, passwords for sites we access, work passwords, and a lot of people either tend to have extremely basic passwords, or they have passwords that are the same password for all of their internet activities. So with that, if one of their passwords is broken, there is a high probability of basically all of their assets being left open. So using multi-factor authentication, many different online portals have adopted this, where what that means is you use a password, but then it also requires you to authenticate using either your cell phone or some other device you may have, whether it be through a phone call, whether it be through a text message. So as your sites offer that functionality, please do adopt it. And, you know, I kind of think about, you know, being secure in the real world, right? When you leave your house, shame on you, kind of, if you leave your doors and windows open. I mean, it's going to happen from time to time, but, you know, try as much as possible not to do that. So I think we need to be aware that even in the digital world, you need to lock your doors and windows before you leave the house.
And how do insurers fit into the equation?
That's an excellent question. I think insurers have a big role to play here. Just as if you did not have credit or if you did not have insurance, it would be quite unimaginable to buy a house. Credit affords you the ability to leverage your finances, and then insurance really gives you that peace of mind. If I did not have insurance on my home, or if I did not have insurance on my automobile, I would be worried that what would happen if there was a large snowstorm, what would happen if a hurricane came by, if I'm in a flood zone, what would happen if, you know, there is that devastating flood or wildfires. So in the same way that insurance really helps provide that peace of mind to average consumers, cyber insurance or your addition of identity theft, I think insurance in various forms, and again, with the right coverage and at the right price, is going to be key as we navigate in this new digital world.
Thank you. Prashant Pai, Vice President of Cyber Offering Strategy at Verisk Analytics.